Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today and calling in. We appreciate everyone who is joining us online right now and joining us in the place where we are moving forward in God. Favor Life, the process of there. The Favor Life process of there show is a 15-minute empowerment where we empower you in the Word of God, the truth of God, the wisdom of God, and you see the demonstration of God's power and authority in your life. When God chooses a person, an individual, when he chooses a family or race or generation for his glory, he does it so that he can get the glory out of you. And he uses his word to lead you and guide you along with his spirit to get you in a place where you begin to produce what he says. That there place, that Abraham place, is that place where you begin to see in the spirit and believe in the spirit by faith, like Abraham, to receive the things that God has for you, and you don't allow anything to stop you or hinder you from birthing out what God has for you. You go in and you see it, you hold on to it, and your faith does not waver in the things that God has for you. So that there place is that journey of faith, that journey of believing God, that journey of the Word of God making you and shaping you, but also you birthing out everything that God has for you in every area. So we're thankful for everyone that is joining us today on Favor Life, the process of there. We're going to be talking about today and tomorrow about fear and how fear sometimes it will keep us from moving in the things of God and keeps us from achieving the things that God has for us, because that fear locks us up and we don't walk in faith. So God has commissioned and called us as believers to walk in faith and to understand that our faith is the thing that pleases God, because without faith, it's impossible for us to please God. And many of us think that we have faith, and sometimes we believe that we do, and sometimes we think that we are in a place or a position where we can birth out faith without God's authority, so to speak. And what I mean by that, think you can do it on your own, and you think that you can work your own avenues, and you think that you can work your own process, and you can network, and that could be your place of faith. But that is not the place of faith. It is the place of you working your gift, or working your talent, or working your name, or working what you have by the works of your hand. And when you do that, you have to keep up what you work. But when God gives you a promise, when God gives you something, and you walk by faith, God is responsible for making that happen. Your faith pleases God because it says, I trust you, regardless of what I'm facing, regardless of what I'm going through. I believe your report. I believe that you have something for me that no one else has. I believe that you have an answer for me. I believe that you have a will for me. I believe that you have something that no one else could do in my life, and you are going to get that manifestation out of me, regardless to what I go through, that you're going to be faithful. And that's what happens when you allow faith to now move in your life and you allow faith to give you what you have in God and do what is necessary. So I want you to understand your faith is powerful, and the enemy hates your faith. He hates your faith for one thing, because your faith represents God. It represents, you know, what he's given to you, because we can't receive God or have the promises of eternal life and redemption through Jesus Christ unless we have faith to believe that he is, that he, God sent him, that he came, and that he died, and that he rose for us. And so we receive Jesus by faith, and our walk of faith is a journey of faith that we now see the manifestation of all that God has for us and wants for us as we basically live by this faith realm, live in this place where we produce what seems impossible, but is not impossible with God. But the enemy doesn't want you to walk in that. He wants you to have fear. And fear is the thing that the enemy uses as a weapon to keep us in this place of worry and anxiety and fear, to make us feel overwhelmed, to make us feel like we can't accomplish. And there's this shadow of this, you know, this gloominess, this darkness that tries to come and control us and try to make every decision that we make be a decision of the flesh or emotion, of doubt, of fear, of worry. The enemy tries to make this place be the place where we are questioning everything that we do, and we're not doing it according to the Word of God. But whenever we understand that God has given us faith, and he's given us the word, and he's given us an answer, and he's given us his spirit and his life and his truth, we are supposed to go in the spirit, go to God, to his word, and find what we need. We're not supposed to allow fear to drive us to this place, or anxiety and stress to drive us to this place where we act like we are hopeless. The Bible lets us know in 2 Timothy 1:7 that God did not give us a spirit of fear, but he gave us a spirit of love and power and a sound mind. What that means is the Holy Spirit is the one that gives us gifts. God allows the Holy Spirit and the gifts of the Spirit to be done through the Holy Spirit and the leading of the Holy Spirit. And fear is not one of the things that God has given us. Anxiety and worry and stress is not what God has given us. When we begin to worry and stress, then we say, God, I can't trust your plan. I can't trust what you're going to do. I can't trust how you're going to take me and what you're going to do in my life. I can't trust that you are going to lead me in a way that's going to produce the best thing for me. I can't trust how you're going to manifest this thing in my life when I don't see how it's going to come to pass. But knowing and trusting God says that even when I don't see it in the natural, I believe it in the spirit. I believe it because God said it, because every word that God says is true, and God cannot lie, nor can he fail. God said it, therefore it's true. I believe it because God said it, and that's the bottom line. And when you have that perspective about your life and understand that God is the final say-so, and God is the one who's leading and guiding you, and God is always going to make sure that you come out looking like what he said, then your trust for him says, okay, God, no matter where I find myself, I know you're going to bring me out. No matter what I go through, I know you're going to be there, because you haven't left me, you haven't forsaken me, and you're always there. When God says, I didn't give you the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind, he's telling you, I gave you my goodness, my righteousness. I gave you myself. I gave you who I was, and I made you believe and understand that the faith that you have, it operates in a realm that the enemy hates, but fear is not the thing that I gave you. I gave you righteousness, joy in the Holy Spirit, which is the kingdom of God. I gave you a mind that says, I will trust God, and a spirit that says, I will believe God, and that you are to walk in that because you know God's word is true, and it will not fail you. It stands and remains forever. When you understand that, he didn't give you the spirit of fear. He gave you power. That means you have the ability to tread on serpents, like the word of God says. You have the ability to tread on snakes and adders and dragons and trample them under feet, not in the natural but in the spirit realm. That means the thing that comes after you and the force of the enemy that comes after you in a deadly way, in a deadly force, God causes you to triumph through the blood of Jesus Christ and win over the thing that tried to triumph over you. So he's given you power and authority. Jesus even reminds us, and he says, I have all power in heaven and in earth. That power and authority belongs to me. And because it belongs to me, now I give it to you. That when you pray in my name and ask the Father anything according to his divine will, he's going to answer. He's going to do it. That the Son of God might be glorified. And that's what God wants. He wants to see glory in your life. And the things that come to try us and make us strong are the things that we go through that stretch us, that makes us want to, the enemy wants to make us worry and stress and be fearful. But God says, trust, believe me, I'm with you always. I'm not going to lead you to a place that's disastrous. I know the plans that I have for you. I know where I'm taking you. I know what I'm going to do in your life. I know the end result. I'm Alpha and Omega, your beginning and your end, your first and your last. And there, because I'm in control, I will not let the enemy destroy you. I will not let him devour your life because I saved you. If I saved you and I had the ability to save you from an eternal damnation of hell and eternal life without me, why would I now let you come through all of that and bring you through everything that you've gone through in your life and let you get to this place with all of the things going around in the economy, going around in government, going around in the world, going around with dealing with equality and justice and all the things that's going on, even with our children? Why would I bring you to this place and let you now be disappointed in my word and my authority? He's telling you, I'm not that kind of God. Trust me always. Believe my report always. stand on my word always. Do not allow your flesh or anything else to make you believe that I'm going to forsake you now. I am there with you, and I will give you what you need if you come to me. If you'll say, Father, I need help. I need you to help me right now. I need your perfect strength, your perfect wisdom, your perfect authority to come in and step in now in this weak place. Help me in the place where I'm struggling with my faith or struggling with trusting you. Help my unbelief. And as you help me, you'll give me the strength of what I need. You'll give me the answer. You'll give me peace, and that peace will pass all understanding, and it will make me rest in the fact that I know you will not desert me here. That you're going to come through. And no matter what it looks like or feels like, I'm coming out on top. It's going to work for my good. It's going to all come together. And you have to believe that. You have to know that in yourself, in your heart, in your spirit, that everything you go through in your life is going to work together for good, because God is going to take that overcoming testimony that you have in his, in the blood of the Lamb and the word of your overcoming testimony, and make it come together so that someone else's life can thrive by your testimony, that someone else's life can be able to be encouraged by your testimony, that someone else's life will have that hope that you now walk in, because God is the hope of glory. He is the hope of glory, and he's letting you understand, if you trust me, I'm going to get glory out of your life. You're going to be made. You're going to be stretched, but you will also birth out something that other people will not birth out, because they're not willing to trust God beyond salvation. They're not willing to trust God with their life. They're not willing to trust God with where they're going and the direction that they're going. They're not willing to trust God with their gifts and talents and the thing that God is going to do to use them. They're not willing to trust God in that avenue. They're just willing to say, just save my soul, but let me have control of everything else. That means he's only Savior. But when he's Lord of your life, you trust him with everything, the lordship of who he is. And you say, God, no matter what I go through, as long as you're with me, I'm going to come through this. As long as you won't forsake me, I'm going to come through this. No matter what I face in life, as long as I know that your word, your spirit, your life, your truth, that your loving kindness is here with me, I can face my tomorrows. I can face what I'm going to go through, knowing that you are going to cause me to triumph and win in you. And that is the difference, because now you're saying my hope is built on him. It's built on his blood. It's built on his overcoming testimony. It's built on my salvation in him. It's built on his forever powerful authority, kingdom, life that he gives me. And he will not allow the enemy to devour me or take me in a place where life beats me down, because God is for me and he's more than the whole world against me. Trusting God is not easy. Because sometimes trusting God and walking in faith is going to make you look like you don't know what you're doing. But you don't have to know what you're doing. All you have to do is know that God is in control. Your life in his hands. He holds your world. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the Prophets of There, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Be encouraged in the word of God and know that God is going to give you victory in Jesus' name.
Thank you so much for joining us for this week's teaching. We pray this word has ignited your faith and encouraged you in your walk with Christ. No matter the platform you're joining us on, we want to hear from you. So please comment below, like, and share this broadcast. If you would like to sow a seed, you can do so with the Cash App at $ Jackson Cheryl, or by mailing your seed to 4441 6th Forks Road, Suite 106, number 111, Raleigh, North Carolina, 27609. We love and appreciate you. On behalf of our pastor, Cheryl Thaxton, and the Abraham Covenant family, have an amazing day and week. And until next time, remember, we are discipling the church and impacting the world. God bless you.